From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. On today's show, a new Washington law protecting immigrants in the workplace will go into effect this week. Plus, Spokane looks across the pond for ideas to make streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. And we hear from an outgoing Central Washington State Senator about the effort to shore up homeowners insurance buyer protections in wildfire-prone areas. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. A new Washington law requires employers to give workers at least 5 business days heads up if federal agents are auditing their payrolls. As Olympia correspondent Sarah Mises-Tan reports, it takes effect Thursday.
Employers could be fined up to $500 for each instance of failing to notify workers of a federal audit on records like I-9 forms. The goal is to protect workers who could be caught in federal immigration sweeps.
Employees, especially immigrant communities, can feel a little safer in their workplace because the state of Washington relies on our immigrant community for so many of our sectors.
That's Representative Lillian Ortiz Self, who sponsored the bill. It's estimated that immigrants contribute about $145 billion to Washington's economy every year. The new law builds on existing legislation in Washington around keeping immigrants safe, like establishing immigration enforcement free zones. In Olympia, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Testimony in a lawsuit over Idaho's strict abortion ban continues today. The trial opened yesterday with neither side offering opening arguments, instead jumping straight into questioning witnesses, the Idaho Capital Sun reports. The plaintiff, a doctor who treats high-risk pregnancies, took the stand. He testified that he's had to send a number of patients out of state for medically necessary abortions instead of providing the care he used to. He also said it's very difficult to know what care he can provide without potentially facing prosecution or losing his medical license. Idaho law allows abortions to protect the life of a mother, but not the health. The suit seeks medical exemptions to permit abortions to prevent fatal fetal conditions, death by suicide, and permanent health declines. Spokane voters will start to hear a lot about transit funding this summer before the August primary ballot hits. The Spokane Transit Authority is asking residents to renew its current 0.2% sales tax. The sales tax is already in place but will sunset soon. STA spokesperson Carly Courtright told City Council this week that future state funding could be lost if STA doesn't maintain current funding.
Those fund our paratransit services and our Youth Ride Free program. So not to say that those would be eliminated, but the funding would disappear for those.
If passed, the 0.2% tax would mostly help maintain current service levels, though a small portion would go towards service enhancements. STA lists 40 new projects in its current 10-year plan, including mobility on-demand services and complimentary transit passes with sports and events tickets. Spokane is taking inspiration from Europe as it considers making some streets more pedestrian-friendly. SPR's Eliza Billingham reports.
Shared streets have flattened curbs, street furniture, 10-mile-per-hour speed limits, and pedestrian right-of-ways. Senior traffic planning engineer Inga Note told City Council the idea is to let walkers and bikers use the entire street, but still allow for deliveries and minimal car traffic.
It is a common treatment in Europe. It has a little bit of on-street parking, has, you know, a flush curb, no sidewalks, has a little sidewalk cafe.
Washington's new law allowing for shared streets will go into effect at the end of July. The city of Spokane would need to create a similar enabling ordinance to designate these types of streets across the city moving forward. The pilot shared street would be Wall Street in downtown Spokane, just the block between Spokane Falls Boulevard and Main Avenue. Note said it's not clear which other streets would be suitable. She said small modifications like signage and changing the pavement are necessary before giving the designation so that drivers don't get confused. The city is also considering a 5-mile-per-hour speed limit reduction on arterials like Central Avenue, Cowley Street, Palouse Highway, Sunset Highway, and G Street. 2 years ago, the mayor requested reevaluating speed limits to make streets safer. Note said she did the math, and that 5-mile-per-hour reduction would typically add about 10 to 20 seconds per mile. I'm Eliza Billingham, reporting.
Climate and fire officials are warning much of the Northwest is in for another active wildfire season. That's bad news if you live in an area vulnerable to fires. It's also bad news if your insurance company canceled your homeowner's policy because of the high fire risk. SPR's Doug Nadvornik spoke with one Washington state senator who wants insurance companies to be more transparent with their customers.
Republican State Senator Judy Warnick represents a sprawling central Washington district that has Snoqualmie Pass in the west, Moses Lake in the east, and Grand Coulee Dam in the north.
We have a lot of people moving in there, a lot of timber, and very dry areas.
It's one of the areas in Washington that's most susceptible to wildfire. Warnick and her legislative seatmates held a town hall meeting last fall in Ellensburg.
We had people who were very, very concerned about being able to maintain their coverage, and that the insurance companies, were not being forthcoming in why they were canceling their policies, why they didn't renew their policies, and then the additional cost.
This is also a topic that concerns State Insurance Commissioner Patty Cooterer, a Democrat. Warnick says Cooterer approached her and Republican Senator Shelley Short, who also represents a timber-heavy district, for help with a bill. Cooterer wants insurance companies to be more open when they raise rates or cancel policies for homeowners in fire-prone areas. Warnick agreed to sponsor the legislation.
I have relatives who live in timbered areas. They have, the two that I can think of right now, they have spent a lot of time firewising around their homes, taking down lower limbs, cleaning up brush, making it more clear so that if a fire did start coming through, their home could be protected better. And it didn't seem to matter in some areas whether the homeowners had done that work or not. And so that's what this bill was about, was to try to make sure that they are not penalized for living in certain areas, that homeowners have a right to, and then they also have a right to expect coverage for their homes.
So how do the insurance companies respond to your bill?
Some of them had a lot of concerns. They wanted to work more with the insurance company or insurance commissioner to get more clarity on the rules that they would have to follow. I could understand that. Insurance is a business, just like other businesses. And so they were concerned, but then they understood the problems that have been gradually getting worse in the wildfire areas.
Warnick's and Short's bill cruised through the Senate on a 48-1 vote, but the House, during a short session, didn't act on it. Warnick hopes it will be revived next year. I'm thinking of the personal responsibility argument here in terms of how much is the responsibility of the insurance companies when people move into dangerous areas or areas that have a higher fire risk versus the people who are doing that. I mean, it makes sense for them to consider the risk out there and say, maybe we shouldn't be out here. Can you balance that personal responsibility versus the insurance companies?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because when people do move out there, I've traveled through various sections of Kittitas County in the Spokane County area, where people do a good job in being responsible in cleaning up their properties. And then there was one right across the road, one tour I took, the house, they wanted to have privacy. So they wanted all the bushes, all the trees, and they wanted privacy for their home. So they didn't cut all that down. When a fire did come through, it took that house out because the firefighters were not able to stop it. And so there is responsibility, and people should take that into account when they move into those areas. But again, if they have insurance, they need to have good conversations with their insurance agent and company, too.
In other words, if you're going to offer me a policy and I'm going to buy it, you need to honor the fact that I bought insurance here.
Exactly. It was something that truly started with constituents.
There's one twist here. Judy Warnick is retiring from the legislature this year, and Shelley Short is not guaranteed to return to Olympia. She has three challengers in the August primary election. Regardless, Warnick hopes someone will introduce the bill next year. She says she will provide support, this time from the outside. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.
SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Sarah Mizestan, Eliza Billingham, Doug Nadvornik, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also your host and producer. Eliza Billingham provides digital support. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.